Hey, what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Winner Circle with Ray Diggs. I got a great segment for you all. I want to talk about the Fiesta Bowl. As you know, the college football playoffs will be coming up in less than 2 weeks. We have four amazing teams that will meet on the gridiron for one ultimate prize. But in this segment, I want to talk about the TCU Horned Frogs versus the Michigan Wolverines. We got the number 3 ranked team in the nation versus the number 2 team in the nation. Now, what I want to talk about in this game right here, on this segment right here, I'm not going to give my predictions until next week sometime when I do a segment again. But I want to break down these two teams, what makes them so different, but also so the same in the same sense. All right. So these two teams right here are basically coming into the game with basically identical teams. These two teams right here is both scoring. They both play really, really good defense. But I'm going to tell you all why the odd makers have Michigan as an overwhelming favorite. But don't count TCU out, because this game right here may be closer than people think it's going to be. Now let's talk about Michigan and TCU. Hey, also make sure you all hit the like button as well, man. I appreciate all my listeners. But let's go ahead and jump in. Like I said, we have the number 3 ranked TCU Horned Frogs bringing in a 12-1 record. As you know, they lost their last game in the Big 12 championship game versus Kansas State in overtime. And then we have the Big 10 champions, number 2 ranked Michigan Wolverines, which brings in a 13-0 record. Both of these teams average 40 points per game. All right. On the defensive side, it's a little bit different. TCU brings in a defense that's allowing 25 points per game. Michigan bringing in one of the most stingiest defense in all of college football. They're only allowing 13 points per game. In total yards, they're pretty much equal. TCU is averaging 473 yards, while Michigan is averaging 450. TCU pretty much balanced. Both these teams are two of the most balanced teams in all of college football. We have TCU that's averaging 270 passing yards with 200 yards rushing. And then we have Michigan that's averaging 210 yards passing with 244 yards rushing. But as you know, the last 2 weeks, Michigan pretty much lost Crums, the Heisman Trophy candidate, Blake Crums. The last game, the game before the Ohio State game. So they have pretty much been relying now on the passing. All right. They've been allowing J.J. McCarthy to pretty much air the ball out. So we don't know what we're going to see in this game, in this matchup. But I will say this right here. When it comes down, but when it comes down to the defensive side, Michigan is pretty much dominant. You got TCU that's allowing 385 yards. That's almost 400 yards a game. Michigan allowing 277 yards. That is 191 yards passing with 85 yards rushing. While TCU is allowing 235 yards passing and 150 yards rushing. And that is the difference. Because if you will keep allowing Michigan to carry the ball and run the ball down the field, it won't end good for TCU. I can already tell you that. Like I said, Michigan pretty much coming off a dominant win over Ohio State and Purdue in the Big Ten championship game. And then you have TCU that had a pretty good season. And then until it came down to the Big 12 championship, in which they lost 31-28 against Kansas State. Now, these two teams right here, like I said, they're going to meet in Glendale, Arizona in the Fiesta Bowl. These two teams right here, I will say this right here. If Michigan allow TCU to go into the fourth quarter and they feel that they can win the game, I feel it's going to be issues. So I think Michigan, I think Jim Harbaugh is going to let his Michigan Wolverine team know what happened last season when they played against the Georgia Bulldogs when they were slapped all over the field. So I expect for Michigan to come out here and pretty much lay around their dominance at the beginning. So TCU understand that there's no way that you guys can win this game. And then on the side, the passing yards, we got Heisman Trophy candidate Mack Duggan already announced that he's going to the NFL. He had 3,000 yards, 3,300 yards with 30 touchdowns, also had another 400 yards rushing. Then you got Miller, who had 1,300 rushing yards, and Johnston, who had 900 yards and 5 touchdowns. Johnston is a big target for the TCU Horned Frogs. On the other side, we have J.J. McCarthy. J.J. pretty much had a hell of a season again. This kid right here, I expect for him to really take that next step next season. But he had 2,300 yards with 20 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. And then Blake Crums, like I said, he will be out this game. He had almost 1,500 yards with 18 rushing touchdowns. You take that away. But when you look at this Michigan team, they have backs. They have receivers. They have other 5 stars that's going to come in and that's going to make up for what Blake Crums did, you know, during the season. So don't think because they're missing their running back that they're going to, that it's going to be, okay, they're missing a running back. Now we can tee off on J.J. McCarthy. Man, if you tee off on him if you want to, and them running backs is going to let loose, ask Ohio State, the Buckeyes, because that's exactly what they did to them. And then Bell, is he have 750 yards with 3 touchdowns. These two teams are very, very even. I think this game right here is going to come down to the mistakes. Will Max Duggan make the mistakes that Michigan wants? The defense of Michigan, will they dominate their defensive line? Will their defensive line dominate the game? And like I said, I'm not going to tell you what I think. I will say this right here. I think the game is going to be closer than people think it's going to be. And I think that this game right here could come down to mistakes. Can TCU force Michigan into a couple mistakes? Or will Michigan defensive line and our front 7 dominate the game and pretty much do TCU like Georgia did Michigan last season? That's what I'm expecting out of these two teams. Hey, man, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Winner's Circle with Ray Diggs. A peace, and have a blessed night. Peace.